The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey everyone, it's Billy Morrison and Ozzy Osbourne here. Our new show, The Madhouse Chronicles, is dropping this April. Join us as we watch and react to the maddest internet clips. What do we discuss, Ozzy?
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, all that kind of shit.
Drugs, rock and roll, aliens, and all that kinds of shit. Visit osbournemediahouse.com for early access. What do you say? Do you think it's the wildest show on the internet?
Oh.
You're in the madhouse now.
It's 18 questions all about the year 2018 on this episode about the last 365 days. Happy New Year! This is Trivia with Buds. What it be? And welcome to another episode of the Trivia with Buds podcast. Happiest New Year to all these listeners of mine on this show. Happy New Year, guys. We made it another year. My voice has not made it almost another day. I sound like some sort of 50, 60, 7-year-old morning radio DJ. And that's just what happens. Every couple years or so, I get something like this. One time, I got to open for the Wayans Brothers for a weekend at the Schaumburg Improv in Illinois. And right before the first big show of the weekend, this exact same thing happened to my voice. So I didn't want them to think that I was doing a voice. Like, it was like, all right, here come the Wayans Brothers. But that's how I sounded on a microphone. So it ended up going really great. And they were some of the nicest people I've ever met. There's my Wayans Brothers review. Well, Happy New Year. Hopefully you had a great New Year's Eve. I was in bed by, I think, 11:30 with the family. We did like an early ball drop thing. I think we watched the London fireworks over at my grandma's house, played some games, had some fun, ate some cake, drank some drinks, and we were tired from traveling the whole day before and the whole night before. So we didn't stay up super late, but hey, I'm 30-something. That's what you start doing, I think. I can't imagine myself ever going out to like a bar and doing one of those package deals. You know, where it's like $100 and drink all you want. I just can't imagine I'm ever going to do that the rest of my life. It's just not in my wheelhouse, as they say, anymore. But maybe it was in yours. Maybe that's what you did. Maybe you had some fun. Maybe you put on a suit or a gown and went out on the town. And hopefully you made it back safe. This is a trivia podcast. If you don't know that already, you can check out new episodes of it every single day. Thank you so much for spreading the word. We've done over 400 episodes that you can listen to, so go back and check out the whole library of different trivia topics and questions and answers. It is the new year, so everyone's got resolutions. What are your resolutions? Did you plan out any yet? Mine is to be much better with handling money, which we started to do about 5 months ago. I did that Dave Ramsey program with the wife called the Baby Steps, where you pay off all your debt, smallest debt to largest. And we have just one debt left. It's my wife's student loan. We really kicked ass in this last 5 months. But I wanted to share that with you guys because a really cool part of that is the donations from my Patreon page helped us become consumer debt free. So what that means is I had all this money just sitting in the Patreon account that I hadn't touched since people started donating about 5 months ago, 6 months ago or so. And we had this last credit card bill to pay off by the end of the year. And I was like, oh man, I really want to hit this goal and have this stuff paid off. And we had just enough in the Patreon account to cover the last bill that was sitting there. So we took it out and we paid it off. And you guys were a huge part of that. So thank you very, very much for putting my family and I in a vastly different money place in 2019. It's so, so cool that that exists and this relationship between you and I exists and that you get something out of something as simple as a trivia podcast that I host for you. So thank you. Thank you for that. If you've listened for a while or you're brand new and you like what you hear, please consider heading over to patreon.com/trivia with Bud. Sign up. Sign up and jump on the train. Every dollar helps the show to become more legitimate, bigger, and better every day. And for 2019, I just changed all the reward tiers. So listen to these. I'll read you the new ones. For a dollar, you still get a thank you in the show notes and sometimes on a recording and access to the Discord Trivia with Buds ongoing chat room. So that's kind of like an old school AOL chat room, but you can send pictures and videos and links very easily. And everybody who donates gets a link to go into that room. And I post stuff in there almost every single day, and people respond, and we talk about what we're up to and things we've seen and games we've played and all kinds of things that are pop culture trivia related. So that's for a dollar or more. Consider doing that. If you only got a buck to spare, that would be very cool of you. For $3, you get a postcard from my collection of random pop culture postcards. I'm going to start mailing those out monthly, so I will need your address for that. But up until now, I used to send out a Sharknado headshot. I feel like everybody's got their fill of Sharknado headshots. So we're moving on to something different there. It is a very cool, unique postcard. So get ready for that. For $5, you get to pick a topic for the show. That one did not change. That is the most popular option over on the Patreon page. The most people that donate to my Patreon are all aboard that show topic pick. So for $5, you get to go, okay, I want you to do an episode on biker mice from Mars. And I have to go figure out what that is and how to make that fun. So that is the $5 reward tier, if you want to jump on that. For $7, we used to do a pack of trading cards. Now we're doing a monthly magnet that I mail to your face. It is a magnet that can go on your fridge, and it, again, will be pop culture, movie, music, comic book, video game related. Hopefully, it'll be something that you love, and you'll get a magnet mailed to you for $7. For $10, you get an answer sheet pad with actual answer sheets for my live trivia nights for you can play along with the show. I thought that would be helpful, and it comes in like a little cardboard backing and glued at the top, so you can tear off sheets of answer sheets. You'll get 50 a month, and that should cover you and some friends if you have some friends over and you want to play one of the live episodes, you know, or play the episode on a speaker and everybody writes down the answers. There'll be spots to write 11 answers down. You can always use the back or the little sidebar notes area to play along. So that's a whole packet of answer sheets you'll get every single month to play along with the show for $10. For $12, you'll get artwork by me or friends of mine. That'll just kind of rotate monthly, different sizes, shapes, colors, all kinds of cool stuff. In the art realm, the first thing I'm going to send out is a Big Hero 6 mashup with the movie Big. So it is Baymax and Tom Hanks dancing on a keyboard together. And that was something I created with Vectors about a year ago. So that'll be the first print that I mail you for the artwork for the $12 tier. If you like that kind of stuff, if you like mashups, if you like unique art, that is the one for you. For $15, you're going to get a 50-question quiz video just for me to you and everybody that's in that tier. So I will send you a video link that only you can see and play along with, and it'll be 50 questions on a topic that you guys get to pick. So everybody in that tier will get a poll sent to them, and they will vote on, you know, four or five topics, and we'll say, hey, do you want to do this month Bob's Burgers, The Simpsons, Star Wars, or Disney? And then you'll vote, and then I'll take the most votes and go, okay, here's 50 questions on that thing, and only you guys will get to see that. So that's the $15 tier. That's a special video quiz just for you. For $20, we're doing this brand new thing. Very excited about this. It's called the Buds Book Club. It's a monthly book that I mail to everyone, and we can chat about it in the Discord app. Might be a novel, might be nonfiction, might be like a trivia book or like a puzzle or game book. So be on the lookout for those. That's the $20 tier, the Buds Book Club. For $30, we still have the T-shirt club intact. We'll have a ton of new shirts, including some Trivia with Buds shirts on the way, and a bunch of fun rotating stuff coming up. I think Deadpool will be something that we work into the shirts very soon as well. For $50, this is one that's been up there, and I'd love for you to jump on board. This is called the Trivia Host Bonanza. This is all my rounds and answers for my live events each month, and I send them to you in a big zip file. You could use them to host your own trivia nights, for your own game nights, your own parties, or you can just use those questions for whatever you see fit. That is $50 a month, and you get access to all of my trivia questions from all my live nights on slides that you could present to whomever. So those are the new tiers and some of the updated tiers. Check all those out. There's a super bonus offer I also want to tell you guys about. If you know anyone that's on the fence or was thinking about signing up or wants to start the new year as one of my patrons for this show, all new subscribers at the $10 or higher tier will get a free Funko VHS box t-shirt of their choice. These are very cool. They look like a VHS tape, like a double tape set, but inside is actually a t-shirt. And the t-shirts are on different franchises like RoboCop and Rocky and Fast Times at Ridgemont High and Gremlins and Bloodsport. I think there's a few more. And I have them in a variety of sizes from small to extra large. So that one's for new patrons only. You'll get a shirt with your first month's rewards. So for $10, if you sign up for $10 or more, you're going to get that bonus Funko VHS tape boxed shirt, which is very cool. It's a very cool shirt. I actually am keeping a few of them for myself, but I am happy to send you one. And if you know somebody that wants to get on board with that, just let me know and have them sign up over at patreon.com/triviawithbuds. That's for new patrons only. All right. Thanks for listening to that spiel. And thanks again to all of my patrons that already support the show, including Carrie Moore, Manny Majerian, Alexis Eck, Earl Clark, Alex DeSmet, Sarah McKevitz, Simon Time, Jess Whitener, Jen Wojnar, Kyle Bonin, Douglas French, Erica Cooper, Fiona Neville, Scott Buds the Scorpion, Brenda Martinez, Russ Friedewald, Luke McKay in Australia, Wreck My Podcast, Dan Papallo, Greg Hines, Mo Martinez, Lauren Ward, Sarah Kay, Jim Fields, and Casey Becker. Thank you guys so much for your support and friendship. Today's episode is 18 questions about the last year, 2018. So sit back and see how many of these timely questions you can figure out. Here we go. All right, here we go. These are 18 questions on 2018. Let's see how many of these you can get out of 18. Question number one, what celebrity said, "I went to do a yoga class in LA recently, and the 22-year-old girl behind the counter was like, 'Have you ever done yoga before?' And literally, I turned to my friend and I was like, 'You have this job because I've done yoga before.'" That's question number one. What celebrity said that bitchy remark? "Went to do yoga, and they asked if I'd done it before. I turned to my friend and I was like, 'You have this job because I've done yoga before.'" Who do you think said that? Number one. Question number two, what country held the Olympics from February 9th to February 25th? Question number two, what country held the Olympics from February 9th to the 25th? Question number three, John Mahoney died February 4th, 2018. What famous sitcom father did he play? Number three, John Mahoney died February 4th, 2018. What famous sitcom father did he play? Question number four, Michael D. Higgins was declared president of what country on October 27th, 2018? Question four, Michael D. Higgins was declared president of what country on October 27th, 2018? Question number five, what 2018 movie used the taglines "Home is calling," "A tide is coming," and "He's not from around here"? Number five, what 2018 movie used three separate taglines that read "Home is calling," "A tide is coming," and "He's not from around here"? Question number six, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina premiered on Netflix in 2018. What comics company created Sabrina the Teenage Witch? Number six, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina premiered on Netflix in 2018. What comics company created Sabrina the Teenage Witch? Question number seven, what country duo had a hit song called Tequila in 2018? Number seven, what country duo had a hit song called Tequila in 2018? Question number eight, who directed the flopped Predator movie that came out in September? Question number eight, who directed the flopped Predator movie that came out in September? Question number nine, what Stephen King-backed series was released on Hulu with a main character named Henry Deaver? Question number nine, what Stephen King-backed series was released on Hulu with a main character named Henry Deaver? About halfway through this round on 2018, here's question number 10. On January 9th, the first same-sex marriage took place in what country after legislation passed a month prior? Question number 10, on January 9th, the first same-sex marriage took place in what country after legislation passed a month prior? Question number 11. The Meg was a movie about what kind of monster? Number 11. The Meg was a movie about what kind of monster? Question number 12. On January 18th, Maya Gabeira got to ride the largest what ever in Portugal, becoming the first female to do so. Number 12. On January 18th, Maya Gabeira got to ride the largest what ever in Portugal, becoming the first female to do so. Question number 13. On February 6th, what company launched something called Falcon Heavy? Question number 13, on February 6th, what company launched something called Falcon Heavy? Number 14, May 31st of 2018, Kim Kardashian met with Trump to discuss what main topic? Question number 14, May 31st, Kim Kardashian met with Trump to discuss what main topic? Question number 15. In June, former President Clinton teamed up with what author to write a book called The President Is Missing? Question 15. In June 2018, former President Clinton teamed up with what author to write a book called The President Is Missing? Question number 16. What was the name of Jay-Z and Beyoncé's 2018 team-up album? Number 16. What was the name of Jay-Z and Beyoncé's 2018 team-up album? Number 17, 12 new moons were discovered for what planet, bringing the total to 79? Number 17, 12 new moons were discovered for what planet, bringing the total to 79? And question number 18, in September, Rihanna became the first black woman to appear on the cover of the British version of what hit magazine? Number 18, in September, Rihanna became the first black woman to appear on the cover of the British version of what hit magazine? All right, everybody, those were your questions. We'll be right back in just a few with your answers. I need to go remove a frog from my throat. All right, here we are. We're back with the answers to the round on 2018 questions. I was not able to remove that frog, so hopefully you can still hear me over this raspy-ass voice. Question number one, what celebrity said, I went to do yoga in LA, and the girl said, you ever do this before? And I literally turned to my friend, and I was like, you have this job because I've done yoga before. The answer was Gwyneth Paltrow. That sounds like something she'd say, right? Gwyneth Paltrow. She's got a lot of bad quotes like that, where you're like, you're okay with someone reporting this? Number two, what country held the Olympics from February 9th to the 25th? That was the Pyeongchang, South Korea Olympics. South Korea. Number three, John Mahoney died February 4th, 2018. What famous sitcom father did he play? That was Frasier. He played Martin Crane, Frasier's dad, on Frasier. Question number four, Michael D. Higgins was declared president of Ireland October 27th, 2018. Michael D. Higgins, president of Ireland. Number five, what 2018 movie used the taglines, home is calling, a tide is coming, and he's not from around here? The answer was Aquaman. Aquaman, which I hear is not so great. I haven't seen one good review about it, except somebody said, it's kind of fun. I guess that's pretty good these days for a DC movie. Number six, The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina premiered on Netflix. What comics company created Sabrina? That was Archie Comics, Archie, Jughead, and the whole gang. She's in their world, along with Cheryl Blossom and Veronica and Betty. And I got to catch up on Riverdale, because I hear that show is pretty good if you like teen soap operas. Number seven, what country duo had a hit song called Tequila in 2018? I hate drinking tequila myself. It has a terrible smell to me. Of all the alcohols, that's the one I don't want to smell or really taste, unless it's really cold and like Patronish. Or somebody buys me it, I guess, and I'm already drunk. It's Dan and Shay. They have a song called Tequila. Dan and Shay. I think Shay is a man, right? That's a man or woman's name. In this case, I think Dan and Cher, two fellas. Number eight, who directed the flopped Predator movie that came out in September? That was Shane Black. He is famous for directing Iron Man 3 and writing a bunch of action movies from the 80s and 90s. Shane Black. That movie is supposed to be not so good. Number 10, on January 9th, the first same-sex marriage took place in what country after legislation passed a month prior? Australia. Shout out to Australian listener Luke McKay, who's going to be on the show in a call with me a little bit after I record this one. Number 11, The Meg was a movie about what kind of monster that was a giant shark, the Megalodon. Giant shark with Jason Statham. I got to see that still. It's got to be good, right? Giant shark. Number 12, on January 18th, Maya Gabeira got to ride the largest whatever in Portugal. That was a wave. She was the first female to ride the biggest wave ever. It was 68 feet tall. Famous surfer Maya Gabeira. Number 13, on February 6th, what company launched something called Falcon Heavy? It was a rocket, the world's most powerful rocket, and that was SpaceX, headed by Elon Musk. SpaceX, number 13. Number 14, May 31st, Kim Kardashian met with Trump to discuss prison reform. Do you think that when they report on that, that's exactly what they're talking about? There's no way she walks into a room and she's like, hey, I'm here to talk about prison reform. And he's like, let's hear what you have to say, Kim. And then they have like an intelligent discussion. There's no goddamn way that that's happening. I feel like that's just like a headline. Like, she goes in there, they have like a Starbucks, and then she leaves, and then they just say that's what they talked about. That's just my take. Number 15, in June, former President Clinton teamed up with what author to write a book called The President Is Missing? The answer was James Patterson. That guy's written a lot of stuff. And this one he wrote with Clinton. I'm sure there's a saxophone solo scene. That was Clinton's big contribution. He's like, we need to put some more saxophone in this storyline. That was my bad raspy voice, Clinton. What'd you think? Number 16, what was the name of Jay-Z and Beyonce's 2018 team-up album? It was called Everything Is Love. Everything Is Love. Number 17, 12 moons were discovered that were new for what planet, bringing the total to 79. That's the planet with the most moons, Jupiter. It is huge. I think they could fit 10,000 Earths in Jupiter. Don't quote me on that. I may have made it up. And number 18, in September, Rihanna became the first black woman to appear on the cover of the British version of Vogue. British Vogue. That's kind of crazy that we had to wait till 2018 for that. But it's one of those weird facts where I'm like, all right, I guess that they've never done that. All right. So those are your 18 questions, guys. Those were the questions all about the year 2018, the whole last year filled with facts and weird tidbits that you may have not known, or maybe now you know because you had to listen to this show. Learned tons of other fun stuff by subscribing to this show for new episodes every single day. Hit subscribe on your device right now. If you listen on iTunes, it's super easy to find in the podcast app. If you listen anywhere else, I'm sure there's some sort of subscribe button. Just give it a tap and you'll get new episodes every day. We've done over 400 on every topic you can think of, stuff like Hocus Pocus, the movie, prisons, Firefly, clowns, black and white things, The Walking Dead, emo music, penguins, Seattle, and literally hundreds more. Those were just a bunch that I picked from searching weird topics on my own website. Binge a bunch whenever you want, and you can go back and listen to the whole catalog at any time. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Remember, if you sign up for patreon.com/triviawithbuds at $10 a month or more, you will get that free bonus item of a Funko VHS box t-shirt. You pick the size and design. Plus, you'd get all the stuff below the $10 tier, like a monthly magnet, answer sheet pad to play along with the show, a topic of your choice every month that I will do for you on the show, and a thank you in the show notes of every episode. That's a huge deal on a ton of fun stuff. Thanks so much for listening. There's a lot of cool stuff coming this year in 2019. I'm very excited, and I'm so glad you're here. Cheers.